Welcome to the Words of Heart podcast. In this episode, we dive into a topic or story pertaining to mental health. This episode is accompanied with video and audio. However you choose to listen to this episode, sit back, relax, open your hearts and minds. So without further ado, let's get into the episode. In this episode, I am joined by Lisa Moss. Thank you for joining me today, Lisa.
Thanks for having me, Dion. I'm humbled to be here. And I have to say, I am so glad you are here, given all the stuff in Florida. I'm glad you're safe and you have power, and that's awesome.
Yes. I didn't get hit as much as the other areas. My heart does go out to the areas who were the most affected by the hurricane, and prayers and recoveries for everyone to get through that particular area safely. And my heart goes out to that area because as a Florida, we all are feeling it and are connected in some way. So yes, I'm very fortunate that I wasn't as affected as others.
Yeah, I will send my thoughts for all of those in your community for sure. And I have to tell you before we get started, I love your intro music. It always makes me feel like I'm with a cocktail on the beach. So I love the vibe. I just had to say that before we get started.
Thank you. That lovely theme song is fairly new. I never had a theme song before. But I won a contest, and the contest, like, oh, we can create your own theme song. So I gave them some ideas, and there's the cocktail song of the evening. So, but yes, thank you. I'm glad because I'm never sure how people are resonating because it's the first thing you hear, kind of. So thank you.
Sure. Anyway, I'm going to let you talk. I just had to tell you that.
No problem. Well, Lisa, aside from cocktails, which is another part of which you like, could you share with my audience other assets or essence of you? I don't know if I
categorize it right. Sure. No, that's quite all right. Yeah, the cocktail on the beach thing just reminded me of a vacation. But in my professional life, I'm an associate marriage and family therapist. I'm employed by Mental Wealth Counseling and Consulting, and I do all of my work with clients remotely online. And I know your show is very much about inspiration. I am so inspired every day by what you can accomplish in our little crazy internet world. It's amazing. I see people for anxiety, depression. My specialization, my background is actually in trauma. And I am so inspired by your own journey. It's just, you know, knowing how far you've come from adversity, I think it's a great example for your listeners and viewers of just resilience. You know, that's, I think, since the pandemic, so many people have been hit hard. 2020, I'm sure, especially for you, has been a year we'd all like to forget. So I think resilience is so key, right? We've all gotten through some real messiness recently, but just the fact we can overcome all of that and all of the things I hear people talk to me about, that's something I really think is so important nowadays. Just a little bit about sometimes for trauma treatment, one of the modalities I use is EMDR. Some people that are listening may have heard of it, some may not have. It's another acronym because there have to be annoying acronyms for everything. So basically, it stands for the fancy long name, which might take a while, is eye movement desensitization reprocessing. And basically, it's done by research from Francine Shapiro, is the person who adapted this therapy. And it all comes from when we're sleeping, actually, what our brain does when we're asleep. So when you're having a lovely dream about being somewhere exotic and fun, your eyes are going back and forth. You don't know this because you're in deep REM sleep, but they're actually going back and forth. So when I do EMDR with clients, part of that process involves bilateral stimulation of your brain. So it's that same effect. Your brain, when it's doing that with your eyes, your brain is processing information, even when you're asleep. So we often will go back to people's traumatic memories, and part of that protocol is we use some sort of stimulation. It can be, I don't know if people will see this, it can be tapping like this. It can be somebody following my finger, different things we can use. But oftentimes it stimulates the brain, it gets things processing. And long story short, we're hoping to clear out those traumatic memories because it's like a heavy suitcase full of stuff we don't want to carry around with us.
Yes.
So my goal is to get that down to a little backpack, you know, hopefully that somebody doesn't have to carry this around with them their whole life, because it may have happened in someone's childhood, but they're still carrying that around as an adult, and it cannot be a great feeling. And I just want to help as many people as I can to get past that trauma so they can have a happy life. And it's very rewarding when you see that happen, you know, when that weight's been lifted.
Absolutely. And I couldn't agree more with how you mentioned the REM sleep and the subconscious. I, for one, and I'm going to be poking fun at myself a little bit.
It's okay.
For some reason, when I'm sleeping, sometimes I talk as if something is actually happening. And then in my, or I guess I'm thinking of Inception now, which is also a dream movie. Wake up in your like waking state world. And someone would say salmon. And I'm like, wait a minute. Didn't I hear this before? And I would have a deja vu moment. And so it's interesting how deep our subconscious dives into our emotions and feelings, brings up things of which we didn't even think of until our subconscious reminds us of that. So I do love your method and the suggestion of tapping. That has probably been mentioned now three times on the span of this show.
Oh,
So
interesting.
yeah, people have described it. There's tapping, and then there's another method similar to tapping. Of course, I'm blanking on the method, but feel free, my listeners, to go back to previous episodes, as I'm sure that was mentioned at some point. But yeah, work and
Yeah, it's
does very deep within us. You apparently did some research on me, but yes, 2020 is a year of which we wish probably didn't exist. I can't really say that for myself because I wouldn't be here if 2020 didn't exist.
True. You moved on. I mean, I listened to a bunch of your podcasts, and That's where I heard a lot of your story, and it is really inspiring. It just goes to show you, no matter what hand you're dealt, you can overcome that. And like, you refer to yourself as a warrior for change, which I think is awesome. I think
I
there's a
would
lot of change
research
that
or
needs to be
something.
made. Say that again. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I should have been flattering. But I should put that on a t-shirt or something. I've said that probably in every conversation I have. Because it's true. Because obviously the diabetic thing is still intertwined with me and in regards to this
Sure.
podcast, but we have gone through a lot of traumatic experiences. I don't know how far back into my show you went, but aside from diabetes and overcoming that and still currently overcoming it, because it's about to be 3 years now coming up, which is crazy. But for the first 2 years of my life, as in my existence into this world, I couldn't hear her talk. So
I did hear about that, and that's what's just amazing and inspiring, that you're using this platform now. I think that's awesome.
yes, so obviously people have gone through, if not similar, but perhaps possibly not so greater circumstances. Because again, we're all human, we all have our own unfortunate and traumatic events, but we are still here. And I think that's why it's not just, I mean, it's a mantra because it was bestowed upon me by God because I'm a Christian, but I feel like this particular mantra can apply to anyone. And I kind of add on to it, you're a warrior in spite of your circumstances because you are still alive. You are here for a reason. And as much as we do not want to revisit or resurface any memories that, in some sense, haunt us, I would say, we have to because it's what makes us stronger, a better person. And so. I think I've explained that.
And
Yes.
yeah, and I definitely feel like it's so important as a therapist to meet clients where they're at. Some people may not be ready to talk about it for a long time. Some want to jump right in. Everybody's so unique. So I like to, proceed cautiously and also be very culturally sensitive. In some cultures, I want to be very inclusive, and in some cultures, it is hard to feel like it's okay to talk about it, right? That there's no stigma with therapy. So I try to pride myself on being, learning from my clients and getting educated in everybody's different cultures and traditions, because everybody, like I said, is very unique. And I think that plays a big part in how you help someone. And it's been really inspiring just to see that over a machine, we can really do good work, that even though we've all had to adapt since 2020 with everything being remote, it was a pleasant surprise, like the silver lining of the pandemic, because I'm determined to find one. The silver lining is I am just loving what I'm doing. I'm able to help people from a little box, but it becomes such a close relationship. You can still go beyond the fact that we're, online with each other, and that's pretty powerful, if you can help people that way. And I came from a creative world before this, so I like to think outside the box too. And come up with fun little things that might resonate with people.
I love that. And I'm curious because you're a therapist. I don't know, I'm trying to make sure I word this correctly. Because you obviously help people through their own traumatic experiences, memories, not so good memories, do you sometimes feel like their particular circumstances sort of I guess intertwine, not intertwine, what's the word I want to use? I guess I can put myself sort of in the mix. I'm an empathetic person, so, see, now I know what word to use. Do you ever sometimes feel like their problems are your problems?
Ah, I think I get what you're saying. It's interesting because I think if you did a survey of therapists, at one point or another, I am sure they've come across a client or two where something really resonates. Like, oh man, like I've been through something like that, or it's really hitting you in a certain way. Like you said, I think those of us who got into this field, it's because we're empathic. And you have to, I think the big thing is you have to take care of yourself is self-care. And I preach that to my clients. I try to walk the walk, but it's so important. A therapist has to take care of themselves, just like we tell our clients to, because sure, you may hear something where you want to be there as for that person as their safe space. You want to be there to help hold them up and support them so you can't fall apart, So you have to take care of yourself. And I feel like if there is anything in your own life experience that might remind you of certain things, then I think you bring a lot of that experience into that session, because it's back here, it's up in your head. You don't necessarily have to talk about your own stuff because I'm there for them. It's not about me. But I think sometimes it's helpful that if I've been through something similar, I can really feel for them and really help them through it. And we have our own code of ethics as well. If something were ever just too much for some reason, then we would refer somebody to another therapist or something like that. That rarely happens, but we do, there is something to the ethical side of it too. You have to know that you're taking care of yourself so you can take care of your client. It's like medical doctors that have really tough cases. I don't know how they do it with some of this stuff, especially now during COVID.
Right.
I don't know how those frontline workers do it. And they have to take care of themselves. It comes back to you've got to care for yourself, and then you can care for other people, if that makes sense.
It makes complete sense. As far as the therapeutic aspect of it, I think that's what makes this podcast a little special in a way, because I like to see it as a therapeutic outlet for those who feel lost or struggling or don't have that support system or that person to confide in. So I love that my platform could sort of serve as that for them in a way. So
I think whatever support people can get is great, whether it's from a podcast, whether it's from a book. I think the more options, the merrier, definitely.
So, Lisa, as much as I want to keep this going, time is of the essence, unfortunately. So, we're just gonna move on to the icebreaker segment, which is this fun conversation we're having, obviously. So, I'll start with the icebreaker question. It's an easy one. It doesn't require 5,000 degrees of law to understand this question.
Good. Yay.
So the question is, if you had to come up with a title or chapter, or it could even be a subtitle, someone threw that in the last episode.
For a book or
For your life, basically.
Oh, we froze a little. My apologies.
It's
So
okay.
a title.
Yes.
Got it.
For where your life is at the precise moment in time. It could be raining, it could be snowing. What is the chapter or
Let's see. Oh, wow. I would say, let's see. New beginnings, because I was not a therapist back in my younger days. So when I was in my 20s, so I believe it's never too late. You can go after your passions even when people are in midlife. So I would probably say new beginnings.
I love that.
That's the first thing that came to my head. I feel like I'm on a game show.
It's funny you say that because the next part is a game.
Oh no. Okay. I apologize ahead of time to your listeners
No
for whatever's
problem.
about to
No problem. It's lots of fun.
happen.
But before we get to that, my answer is not really a surprise. It's going to be my answer for probably the next 50 years or however long this podcast runs for. Hopefully, it lives past then.
Definitely.
Yes. Oh, my answer is Warrior for Change. That really represents my journey, what I've gone through, what I've experienced, what I'm currently experiencing. It represents and reflects who I am at this precise moment, and I feel 50 years from now as well. This mantra started in 2020. It's about to be 2023. I'm still saying this mantra, so I hope it's going away. Yes, as far as a title, I'm sticking with that. And who knows, maybe it will become a title one day.
Cool.
Words, heart, obviously some writing, and inspiration has to come from that. So who knows?
Yeah, if you like creative writing, yeah, I'll be looking for your book at Barnes and Noble next year.
Oh, at least I'm loving this. So on to something you will have fun with. The
Boy.
icebreaker game.
Okay.
Yeah. So the icebreaker game is called Song Association. You don't have to be an avid singer. You could be a karaoke singer, a shower singer, a yodeler, or a whistling singer. Although I don't know how you could whistle any of these songs. Someone's trying to
Okay.
yodel them before, though. It was kind of impressive. So
Interesting.
here is how the game works.
Okay.
So, from the t I'm just gonna say it out there. You don't have the luxury of time here, and neither
Okay.
does Zoom apparently now. So,
Okay.
from the time I give you the word, you can sing it, rap it, yodel it. It has to be an actual song, and you actually have to try to sing it.
Oh boy,
Some
I apologize
people
ahead
try
of
to get away with just saying the song, like, "Oh,
Okay.
baby got back," and then they don't do nothing else after that, and that kind of
Got it.
spoils the game. So it has to be an actual song.
Okay.
You cannot make it up. It cannot be the name of an artist. You can't replace the words of a song with another song.
Okay.
So, as far as time goes, and this is where it gets fun, you have 15 seconds.
Oh my
I might
gosh.
give you the word. There's no pauses. There's no skips.
Okay.
It's interesting how quickly the brain turns into mush when it comes
Yep.
to this game.
I just want to say before I start, I am not like this when I'm doing therapy. I'm gonna just say that out there ahead of time. Well, I don't know what'll happen right now, but that's okay.
Well, in a way, music. There's music therapy. See, I know stuff. This is a fun game for you. This could
Yeah,
be for
this is
their
good.
patients or clients.
All
All right, without further
right.
ado, the first word is, oh, wait, hold on. I need to have my timer ready. Almost have more minutes. All right, the first word is heart.
Heart. Okay. It's an old Broadway song. I don't know if anyone's gonna get it that's like younger than 40, but here it goes. Yeah, and I apologize for my lack of singing. You gotta have heart. Something, something, something hard. I don't remember all the words. It's from Damn Yankees, I think.
You said the word heart by the time the timer went off, so
Okay.
I'll give you that. I'll give
You'll allow it?
you
Oh, thank
that.
you.
I'll allow it. All right. So the next one is, maybe I should change it, but I'm not gonna do that. Although I like to do that sometimes just for fun. So the next one is words.
Gosh. Okay. By extreme, more than words can. I don't remember the words to that one either.
It's okay because normally when guests stumble, and it's
Yeah.
often, so don't feel bad,
Good.
they always stumble that word. And the example I've given is the one you're singing.
That's so funny. I did not know that. I swear on my pets, I did not know that.
And that's probably the only song I really know. Of course,
I
it's
don't know
edit.
hardly any other word. Do you?
It's covered
Yeah.
by the
Oh, Word
band
Up by Cameo, but that hit me late. That wouldn't have counted in the
More
time.
Than Words. See, you're doing good. You just have one word left. All right, so your last final word, you can do this. Is break.
Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. This is so sad. I cannot believe
It's
I'm
fine.
beyond a
Because someone
commercial.
gave that as their last
Really?
answer for the last episode. Give me a I need to change the
Oh,
word. I always
I
use
could
the
not
word.
even think of. My brain just went, and that in that moment.
I need to change the third word. It's becoming too easy, that last word. People aren't supposed to be able to think of a word.
It's a hard one. No joke, Dion. It is hard. That it's just, I don't know why, if it's because Halloween's coming, Kit Kat went into my brain. Don't ask me why.
I mean, break free, break down,
Oh,
break
that's a
it loose.
tough
I don't
one.
know now. Anyhow,
Oh,
you actually kind of won. You got all the words. So,
hopefully your listeners' ears will recover after
oh,
that
fine. They enjoyed it.
attempted
So, we can keep talking about music all day long. We can talk about candy because Halloween is coming up.
singing.
But we are at the end of this wonderful roller coaster of candy conversation. So before we wrap up, obviously, Lisa, can you share with my audience how to get in touch with you? Are you going to be on the moon someday? How can they get in touch with you before we wrap?
I will be happy to. If anybody is located within the state of California, where I am, I have my credentials, they can reach out to our website where I practice at www.mentalwealthcc.com. I can be followed on Instagram at Lisa Moss, AMFT. And you can set up a free consult at Mental Wealth if you're ever interested in chatting. I would love that. And I am just so grateful to Miss Dion here for having a blast today talking to you and loving your backdrop, by the way.
Thank you. My dad, who was a massive supporter of my show, got that custom made from Amazon.
That is so cool.
So it has, like, obviously the infinity, the heart, and the year of which this wonderful podcast lies.
Love it.
And let's beat the clock. I'm getting better at beating the clock on this. So thank you again, Lisa, for joining me. This was a wonderful conversation. To all my listeners, thank you
Oh,
for
we
being.
froze up. If yep.
I got you. All right. We can do this, Lisa. We can do this. Thank you to all my listeners for joining us.
Thank you.
Yes. If you enjoyed this episode, if you want Lisa to do another round of Song Association, here are the following ways to tune in. You can find us on Facebook at the Words of Heart Podcast. We're also on YouTube and wherever you listen to your podcast, Apple, Spotify, Google. If you have ears, I'm sure you can find this podcast. If you are listening to it from the moon, I come in peace. And hello, it's Halloween. So I feel like we can get some intergalactic broadcasting happening in the universe at this month. But until then, from all of us here on Earth, thank you again for joining me, Lisa. So to
Thank you, Dion.
all, stay healthy, stay safe, and make sure to do something fun this month. It is the season of fall, season of change, and change is what makes the world go round and what makes us all unique. So stay healthy, stay safe, and until next time, bye.
Bye, everyone.